So, George, to start, we're going to go backwards a little bit to when you came to Brittany.
Hi, Elaine. Yes, I came to Brittany in 2002, the summer of. Tony and I decided we were going to have a new adventure and move from our home in London. And I knew the area. We knew the area from previous holidays we'd had here.
And so when you arrived, you had to set up, obviously, your separate businesses. How did that work out?
Well, I already had my business set up. I didn't set up as an ultra-entrepreneur, really, until 2000, quite late, 11 or 10, in fact, because I was still working online for British companies and paying my tax through the HMRC over there. So, well, the first few years, to be quite honest, 2.5 years, we spent renovating the house. And after that, the money started to go down. So Tony, being a structural engineer, decided, what could I do? And he started to do roofing and set up, in fact, he set up a limited company over here and did that for 3.5 years. It got very difficult because it was a limited company and the tax returns, doing the accounts each year, proved very taxing after we...
It's good.
Yes, good word. After they produced the year-end accounts for him, all the stress of getting all the paperwork sorted, we decided that he couldn't cope stress-wise because he wasn't having any cash. Everything was going on the charges and it wasn't like a conventional salary job, and because roofing is done in one big project and you have all your goods delivered in big pallets, and then when it comes to getting paid for your job, you're chasing somebody for a large amount of money. So 3.5 years of that was enough, and so we put that to bed.
Experience.
Down to experience. And then Tony decided he'd have to find another job. Then a job came up in the UK for about 18 months, so we all moved there for 18 months, which was terrible because we wanted to be back here, but we did it. And then we came back to Brittany and picked up where we left off, and Tony decided he had to retrain in something because that hadn't worked. Unfortunately, he spent a whole year trying to get onto one training course. But eventually he did, and he spent 8 months doing the training course and retrained as a French electrician. So that's Tony's, and that's what he does now. He worked for 6.5 years in Ludiak and then set up on his own as an auto entrepreneur, which he's been doing for about 3 years now.
Of course, you've been very much involved with AIKB.
Yes, being here in, well, we got came here in 2002, and the association was set up in 2003. And right at the beginning, Marilyn and George, who was with us then, had the building, the pavilion, where it, the headquarters today, as I call it, the HQ. I do remember us actually moving in there, and I remember moving furniture around downstairs that early on, actually, when we took over the building, which was fantastic. Since then, yes, I joined the board right at the beginning and got involved with the association in lots of ways. Over the years, I've been producing all the posters and artwork for not only the HQ itself, but the various spin-off groups that, you know, under the umbrella of the AIKB, like the theatre group and the photography group. So being a graphic designer, that's my skill I can offer the association, and something I wanted to do to help out.
And voiceovers for the radio too. And transcriptions.
A few transcriptions and voiceovers too. I've met so many lovely people through the association, and it's proved very challenging over the years to maintain a good and balanced board of members there. But it's come through, and I can't believe it's 17 years. I can't believe that. I just can't believe it.
And still rolling on.
And it's still rolling still on. Rolling
it is. And then, yes, of course, Millie came on.
That was interesting. Yes, since we'd come to Brittany, Tony and I wanted to have children. And eventually, in 2006, Millie was born in Pontivy Hospital, which was absolutely fantastic. And there's not a lot I don't know about pregnancy in French. So
I gather that it's very, very well organised system, though.
Oh, it is. Yes, it was wonderful.
You get looked after very well.
Yeah, looked after very well. Mm. And yes, it was wonderful. So we had the third member of our family then. That was wonderful.
And she, of course, has followed right through the educational system, hasn't she? Well, up to the point now of going to Lise, but...
That's right. I might add she's also been on the board of the AIKB for several years under duress. She's been to so many AIKB meetings with me when she was little that... she's been through the whole school system. She started at Landyscap Primary School, which is excellent. And right from the age of 3 and a half, I think she started there. And so, in fact, she did eight years at Landyscap. It's quite a long time. Yeah, we were all involved with the primary school, which was fantastic. Made lots of French friends over the years in Landyscap. And Millie then went as in 2000 and where are we now? 2017, I think she went into college, which is secondary school at Mur de Bretagne, to Paul Éloir, and started her studying for the brevet, which is the exam that you take before the baccalaureate.
She'll be off to Lycée.
So she took that, in June this year, and... she's got her certificate now and will start Lycée in September.
So, what's she going to be studying?
She's going to do what is known as a baccalaureate SMTG, or General Bac, Technologique.
Take a deep breath.
My French is so good. Yeah. And Technologique baccalaureate, and from that she will do an STMG, which is Science, Technology, Management and Gestion. That's right, which is management and leadership. Fantastic. So business studies, baccalaureate.
But she she's bilingual, isn't she?
Yes, very much so.
The world is her oyster in terms of getting further employment after that, and
that's
once that finishes. So, I mean, wonderful opportunity, either in France or any French-speaking country, or England even.
That's right. And I've often said to friends that there's one really big important thing we've got out of our time here. We've invested the time for Millie's benefit so she's got more opportunities in the future. It's been worth every minute, because just to see her, speaking French, or hear her speaking French to her friends in such a natural way, as well as speaking English to her family and friends at home, it's just wonderful.
And
it really
very
is,
handy,
and
she
it's going to really help her in the future.
Phone calls for you, and
so
we'll like
do lots of things like that. She hasn't done that quite yet, but she manages to avoid. But I'm sure we'll be calling on her a bit more in the future.
Excellent. Well, I know she'll have great success there.
Yeah.
Now you're moving not out of France, but let's say down the road a bit to Charente-Maritime.
Yes, that's right. We've very sudden decision last summer. We've decided that it's time to have a new chapter in our lives, and we're currently house hunting further south, and not going back to the UK. We decided to stay put, which we're very happy about. And the timing is excellent, because Millie is going to change institutions. She's going to start Lycée, so it works out that we've actually decided to go to La Rochelle, because that's where we found that we really loved it down there in the area, and so she will go to school there as well.
But I believe you've got seafaring roots, which is why you're attracted to that particular
area. It's my father's fault. This being that he was a marine painter and a sailor all his life. But La Rochelle has a marina of over 3,500 yachts down there. So I have a feeling it's something to do with him, us going there.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to go down to be back in the nautical world.
Exactly, the call of the sea. Well, we wish you, because you've done a lot for the radio. Let's say you've done voiceovers, you've done transcriptions.
Website.
And the website, not forget the website, and hopefully that will continue a bit.
Yes,
so we wish you the very best of luck on this new adventure.
Thank you, Elaine. It's been lovely talking to you, and we'll keep in touch for sure.
Absolutely.
So thank you.